The doctrine, authenticity, and authority of the Scriptures. The authenticity and authority of Scripture, both Old and New Testament, have been attacked vigorously for generations. If the authority of the Scriptures can be undermined, the whole basis of our faith crumbles. Indeed, the very first instance of satanic attack is effectively an attempt to discredit the Word of God, Genesis 3 verse 1. Hath God really said? Is the root of all rebellion, unbelief, and hardness of heart. Christians have often been accused of circular reasoning when it comes to the question of scriptural authority. By this, we mean that when asked why they believe the Bible is the Word of God, they replied by saying, "The Bible says so." For those of us who are assured of this reality, God's word about His word is enough, but Peter encourages us to be prepared to give sound logical reasons for our belief and hope also. But in your hearts set Christ apart as holy, and acknowledge Him as Lord. Always be ready to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you to account for the hope that is in you, but do it courteously and respectfully. 1 Peter 3:15 Amplified. We will look in the following articles at the following topics regarding this most wonderful doctrine of the Scriptures. The names and nature of Scripture. Revelation, inspiration, and illumination defined. Proofs and results of inspiration. Smith Wigglesworth says of the Bible in his book Faith That Prevails, "Let go of your own thoughts, and take the thoughts of God. If you build yourself on imaginations, you will go wrong. You have the Word of God, and it is enough." A man gave this remarkable testimony concerning the Word. "Never compare this book with other books. Comparisons are dangerous. Never think or never say that this book contains the Word of God. It is the Word of God. It is supernatural in origin, eternal in duration, inexpressible in value, infinite in scope, regenerative in power, infallible in authority, universal in interest, personal in application, inspired in totality. Read it through. Write it down. Pray it in. Work it out. And then pass it on, and truly the Word of God changes a man until he becomes the epistle of God. It transforms his mind, changes his character, moves him on from grace to grace, makes him an inheritor of the very nature of God. God comes in, dwells in, walks in, talks through, and sups with him who opens his being to the Word of God and receives the Spirit who inspired it." The Doctrine of the Scriptures. The Doctrine of the Scriptures states that the Holy Scriptures are a divine revelation from God, coming from God, flowing through and to man. Are the only inspired and infallible revelation given to man. Are the supreme authority in all matters of faith and morals. Are fully and completely inspired. The Holy Spirit breathed upon human vessels the very thoughts and words He wanted written. This word flowed through the human channels involving their emotions, personalities, and frames of reference without violating such. Yet the Holy Spirit guarded and preserved each thought, phrase, and word from any error, omission, or inaccuracy. Kevin Connor, Foundations of Christian Doctrine. These assertions can, and have been, confirmed by history, archaeology, science, and even the unique supernatural composition of the Scriptures themselves. It cannot be stressed enough that with the Bible, we are not dealing with a normal piece of historical literature. This is no ordinary book.